Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Polokwane and Rustenburg 29, Emalahleni 27 degrees.
Mareaburg, N1 southbound, a crash near the Albertina Sisulu Road exit. There's slow moving traffic and a stationary vehicle in Bedford View. It's at Galudi's interchange on the N3 northbound ramp to the N12 east.
Western Cape Premier Alan Windey says investigations are ongoing to determine the cause of a building collapse in George in the Southern Cape. Six people have died. Emergency personnel are currently searching for 47 more victims trapped in the rubble. He says no stone will be left unturned until investigations are concluded.
Already getting an investigation going. We have to make sure that while this is happening, we have got specialist engineers on site, because we have to find out why this happened and how it happened. Of course, obviously, the building goes through planning processes at the municipality level, and all those processes, you know, obviously will have been followed, but that comes out in an investigation, and we have to find out exactly why a building like this collapses.
George Mayor Leon van Wyk has meanwhile praised the team of rescue officers on site.
Through the district municipality, there is what we call the district job to take the process away from being on site. So this work is ongoing, and as Mr. Diner has indicated, the process will now follow on the rescue efforts that are being undertaken. So it's quite outstanding to see the work of these teams.
For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. The police and prisons civil rights union Pop Crew warns of a potential national security threat due to the increasing loss of highly skilled and specialized members from key police units. The union reports officers from units like the Special Task Force and National Intervention Units are leaving the South African Police Service rapidly by high-paying opportunities in the private sector. Pop Crew has called for immediate government action. Food prices are showing signs of stabilizing, but concerns persist regarding their impact on food security. The Competition Commission's latest report indicates that while food inflation is at its lowest since September 2020, ongoing challenges such as load shedding, transport issues, and drought conditions continue to affect food prices. And International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor has concluded her two-day working visit to Equatorial Guinea. The two countries have signed a memorandum of understanding on the establishment of a joint commission of cooperation.
Most important was the commitment of both South Africa and Equatorial Guinea to strengthen the bilateral relationship between our two countries, and to ensure that in matters of trade, education, skills, and a range of areas, that we will increasingly work together.
I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuus. Die heer Alan Windey, die Weskaapse premier, sê ondersoeke duur voort om die oorsaak van 'n gebou en eensorting in George in die Suid-Kaap te bepaal.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
In the night I lie and look up at you. When the morning comes I watch you rise. There's a paradise they couldn't capture, that bright infinity inside your eyes.
매 밤 내게 날아가 꿈이란 것도 잊은 채 나 웃으며 너를 만나.
Never ending forever baby.
Yeah.